What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 28th, 2018 here, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And a quick little reminder, tomorrow, August 29th, is my birthday. Also happens to be Michael Jackson's birthday and that of the late Senator John McCain, which I guess blows that whole astrology thing out of the water, because we're nothing at all alike. But as you know, Claire and I put a huge amount of work into the website and the radio show, and we're long overdue for a rest. So we're taking the rest of the week off. We will be back here broadcasting live on Labor Day, Monday, here at RBN. But we just needed to step away, not so much from the workload as just having a few days away, not thinking about the politics, which does get a little overwhelming at times. All right, so let's get into things right now and start with our latest news. We're still seeing the aftermath of John McCain's passing, and everybody's lionizing him in the corporate media, and over at the independent media, they're basically telling the truth on him. But there was an interesting observation that came out of Zero Hedge, reminding us all that, you know, Obama and his supporters hated and mocked John McCain. And you know, back in 2008, when McCain challenged Obama for the presidency, there was a lot of hostility going there. Sorry, I seem to have picked up a case of the hiccups. Just give me a second. All right, we're back here. Now, Rush Limbaugh is out there saying that the reason they're praising John McCain so much has less to do with them liking him or him doing something that's all that praiseworthy, as well as pushing a political agenda. And what that agenda is a little unclear at this point. But they want John McCain, I think, to be historically untouchable, because there are a lot of things in his background that were not very good. In fact, John McCain, you know, based his political prominence on his image as a heroic Vietnam prisoner of war. But yet, during his time in the Congress, he worked very hard to hide from the public information about American prisoners in Vietnam who didn't return home. They were still kept there. And throughout his career, McCain has quietly pushed into federal law prohibitions that keep the most revealing information about these men buried as classified documents. Now, for those of you who are Sylvester Stallone fans, the second Rambo movie, where he's supposed to go in and rescue some of the POWs and bring them out, and then he's betrayed by his own people. And there's a line at the very end, which is actually telling you what happened. At the end of the Vietnam War, the U.S. government agreed to pay Vietnam reparations in exchange for the return of the remaining POWs. Well, the U.S. government never wrote the check, and that's why Vietnam hung on to the POWs. The money was worth more to the government than the kids who had been left behind, and apparently McCain was part of that here. Now, yesterday we were talking about how the Arizona governor is looking at a very short list of who's going to replace John McCain, and that Cindy McCain, his widow, was on that short list. And there's actually been kind of a tradition throughout U.S. history that when a member of Congress dies, their wife is appointed to replace them, even though in this case, Cindy McCain has never held elected office. But as of today, it looks like Cindy McCain has fallen off the list, and Governor Ducey is basically leaning towards picking someone that Trump will be pleased with. So the Arizona governor wants to curry some little favor here, and that may mean we get somebody a little more conducive to making America great. All right, let's talk about the war zones. There is a lot going on, and I'm concerned about what may happen over this weekend when Americans are distracted by sporting events and hot dogs and days at the beach and so forth. The Russian military continues to insist that they are seeing the U.S. military putting together a strike force for a major attack on Syrian government forces. to be justified by a staged chemical attack in the province of Idlib. And they've already noted the deployment of the USS the Sullivans to the Persian Gulf and the rebasing of a B-1B Lancer strategic bomber to an airbase in Qatar. The missile destroyer USS Ross, carrying 28 Tomahawk cruise missiles, entered the Mediterranean. So right now, the U.S. is positioned to launch at least 84 Tomahawk cruise missiles and 24 AGM-158 joint air-to-surface standoff missiles if it decided to strike the war-torn country now. Left unsaid, though, is that SSGN that was reportedly in the area, and that carries 192 missiles in those converted launch tubes here. So reports are appearing that the Syrian Air Defense Forces are already preparing to repel an expected U.S.-led missile strike by deploying additional specialists and air defense systems near crucial objects of the infrastructure. And I would say you might want to think about beefing up defenses around Damascus itself, because they may just go ahead and go for Assad and get it over and done with. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So all of a sudden, everybody who's on the west side of this whole thing, they're talking up chemical weapons again. You know, oh, chemical weapons against his people. And John Bolton's out there saying there'll be a massive U.S. response if Assad dares use a gas attack on his civilians ever again. I dare you to do it, Assad. I just dare you to do it out there. All right. Moment of calm here. Forget the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons. Forget that the United States has already tried to frame Assad for gassing his own people in 2013 and 2014 and how those hoaxes were exposed. Forget that Assad has already surrendered all of his chemical weapons, confirmed by both the UN and the Pentagon. Forget about the fact that all the chemical weapons that have been found in Syria recently track back to the United States, Great Britain, and other Western nations and Israel. Just ask yourself these questions. Why would Assad, on the verge of winning the war, use chemical weapons knowing it would open the door to the invasion Washington, D.C. wants? And if Assad were dumb enough to use chemical weapons, why use them on civilians instead of on the enemy? Bolton's story makes no sense at all, but then propaganda seldom does. They just expect you to believe what you're told to believe. I think those days are pretty much over. France is stepping on into it. French President Macron is saying that France is ready to conduct new strikes on Syria if chemical weapons are used. That's the red line. If chemical weapons are used, we dare you to use a chemical weapon and see what happened here. Now, there was something very weird that happened in France in a town called Saumur. Gardeners employed by the town made a discovery. They went to work restoring on an old church, and behind that church are old natural caves. And when they arrived there to do the work, they saw three men hopping into a white van and leaving the place. So they went to investigate the cave. They found ISIS flags, audio and video equipment, newspapers in Arabic, and a generator. So they immediately alerted the local police, who in turn alerted all the other services of the state, national police, anti-terror police, prosecutor of the Republic, scientific police. But the official story is, oh, this was just an exercise led by the Military Center for Nuclear, Chemical, Biological, and Radiological Defense. But no one was told of that exercise. Not the local police, not the anti-terrorist forces. Only one general in the army knew what was going on. And why, if this is just an exercise, would they need ISIS flags and stuff in Arabic? Now, remember, every time there's a false flag attack, there's always some convenient car nearby full of ISIS flags and Arabic material. So it looks like somebody was planting a false flag in France. And that may dovetail with Macron getting all butch and saying, yes, we will strike, we will do this. Now, interestingly enough, there's a story that just surfaced, and this is from Fort Russ. Apparently, there was a secret meeting between U.S. and Syrian diplomats, and the U.S. made an offer to withdraw from Syria in exchange for three demands. First, Iran's full withdrawal from the Syrian south, and second, obtaining written assurance that U.S. companies will receive a chunk of the oil sector in eastern Syria. which is a big part of what this war was about. You know, give us the oil, you can keep your country, we don't care here. And third, to provide the Syrian side with the Americans with full data on the terrorist groups and their members, including the numbers of foreign victims of those groups and those who survived. Now, the Syrian side came on back and said, the offer is tempting. But judging by this all of a sudden ramp up of fear-mongering about chemical weapons and Macron saying we will strike and bolt on seeing strike, we don't know. Maybe the U.S. and Syria came to the agreement and Bolton's trying to scuttle the deal. Because remember, our government is not seeing Syria with one eye. Everybody's got a different point of view. And Bolton, like John McCain, never met a war he didn't love. So they may be going ahead to try and make sure there is no agreement made. So, meanwhile, down in Afrin, remember back when Turkey crossed over the border and they took up military positions around Afrin and they reassured Assad, this is just temporary, we're here to fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Well, temporary has now turned into permanent, and apparently the civilians living in that area are a little upset about it. And basically, they're paving the ground to annex the region. They're already giving Turkish names to the landmarks. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Keith Rogers, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I had one question for you. Have you seen the photos of Damascus and those other surrounding areas where there's millions of Syrians in the streets celebrating their victories and stuff?
Yes.
Could you imagine if the U.S. or anyone else did a, as we would call it, a decapitation strike on Syria and, say, took out Assad? What would the U.S. do as far as PR work to regain the anger that those Syrians would face?
That would be a tough one. I think if the U.S. actually did a decapitation strike on Assad, the political consequences are going to be serious. Because, first of all, it is going to completely, you know, undermine the fact that the U.S. was supposedly only there for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But then the U.S. has changed their reason for being in Syria so many times, it's not like anybody's paying attention anymore. But I think the Syrian people would be very angry, and Damascus, of course, is their capital city, but I think a new leader would probably arise who would not be amenable to U.S. interests. The U.S. is going to try and force a new government into Damascus, but I think the Syrian people are going to force back.
Yeah, well, that was my same premise here, because this would be just like the, you know, the constant rhetoric we see towards Vladimir Putin, like that. What would happen if there was some kind of a strike on Moscow there? Do you think that the Russians would actually sit back and just go their wayward direction and not care? No, they would rise up.
Yep. Well, I mean, look at what happened over in Yemen when a few years ago the U.S. Overthrew their legitimate government and tried to put in this internationally approved puppet regime. And the people of Yemen are fighting back, and they're still fighting back, and they're showing tremendous courage doing so.
Right. I just think there's really some bad vibes I'm getting from this because of what the State Department is saying and stuff. You know, it does not make sense to, like you mentioned there, with Assad winning and like that against all these Western-backed. I mean, when they start calling it a civil war and then they start showing all the players there, they're from, what, 80 or 50 or some odd different countries. It's not a civil war.
Nope. It's a mercenary war. You know, 95% of the Free Syria Army weren't even Syrians. They're just there for the money.
Right. All right, well, I just thought I'd throw that with you because that's been bugging me here because I was just thinking, you know, with the quotes from the Syrians where they says that Assad isn't Syria, Syria is Assad. They stand behind their president, unlike a lot of say, Americans here with our corrupt governments and stuff that we have, you know, that they actually stand behind their. And, of course, remember the PR work that has been to villainize him about Assad doing this. Briefly, there's this nice Jewish kid right behind her. He's a former IDF soldier there. And I got talking to him. And I threw this at him. I said, his name's Easy. And I said, Easy, I said, you realize that Hitler didn't kill anyone? And he, you know, he raised his eyebrow at me, you know. And I went on to say that Stalin, Lenin, Mao, Bush's, Clinton's, Bush, Bush Jr., Obama, Trump, they haven't killed anyone. I says, those people that, who, you know, allegedly died by the millions and have been verified dead were killed by those just doing their jobs. And Easy mumbled something in Hebrew there, and I looked at his girlfriend there, and I asked her, what did he say? And she said, grunts. So he knows.
Yes.
And this is what it is. The governments play each other against us. And I learned that back in ham radio back in the 70s there when I was talking to the Soviet Union. These people want to grow up, like you would say, it doesn't matter whether you're straight, bi, gay, or Bennett or Pretzel, you know. Everyone just wants to live. It's these governments that got to keep us fighting.
Yep.
Anyway, I just want to share that.
Well, you need to remember something about...
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much here. But, I mean, if you think about it, there's this little country, Syria, and yes, they had help from the Russians later on, but they basically have held off the military might of the United States. And it's changing the balance of power in the region because the U.S. military is no longer seen as invincible. They're seen as dangerous.
Yeah, and remember,
certainly.
Yeah, do you remember when that UK plane went down and they found out they had those, I don't know if they're MI6 or what, but the Syrians had captured those British agents?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a continued play, whether it's France doing it, UK and stuff, and I know what it's all for, or we all know what it's all for. It's for that greater Israel, the partitioning of Syria. And the same one
the
U.S. is backing today, the Kurds, is the same ones that the U.S. supplied gas to in which Saddam gassed those Kurds. So.
Okay, anyway. Well, yeah, it is a mess
Don't
out there. I mean, I've been following it now for 24 years here. I mean, with this birthday, it's officially I've spent a third of my life doing this, the website, and I've been doing the radio show now for, 11 years here and there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Keith, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to let you go.
I'm going to tell you goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. Now, speaking of Yemen, airstrikes are pounding Houthi targets near the Sana'a airport and the capital, and on an airbase near Yemen's capital. This is all coming out through social media. More than 10 strikes were conducted against the Al-Dailima airbase in Sana'a. Houthi sources have indicated the attack is in response to their drone attack on the Dubai airport, an incident which the United Arab Emirates denied on Monday ever actually happened. Now, per Reuters, Al-Misra TV reported the Saudi-led coalition had struck the Yemeni airport and airbase multiple times. And, of course, we are seeing this story being reported in Press TV, where Yemeni forces did launch a drone strike against Dubai International Airport, which is considered less a military target and more of a strategic economic target. And a Yemeni military source speaking on a condition of anonymity said Yemeni soldiers and their allies attacked the airport using a domestically built long-endurance SAMAD-3 unmanned aerial vehicle on Monday evening. And in the original source article, they even have a photo of this thing. It's a simple but elegant design, and simple but elegant is always going to be working here. Meanwhile, over in Saudi Arabia, apparently Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's advisors are suggesting he shift the war from Yemen to Lebanon, that now is an ideal time to basically go after Lebanon. So here a war, there a war, everywhere a war. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Iran, as you know, has declared that it is in control of the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, and they're saying there's no need for the naval presence of alien countries who don't actually live there. And he's saying Iran can ensure the security of the Persian Gulf, and everybody else can go home. And Iran is pledging that friendly and neutral ships will have unfettered access to these vital waterways into the oil-rich regions here. And having outsiders operating nuclear-powered ships, warships in the Gulf creates potential environmental problems, not just for Iran, but its Arab neighbors. Now, whether this is going to work or not is really dependent on all the other nations that border the these two Gulfs, because they may lean on the side of Iran for a very simple reason. They have been watching the U.S. government throwing sanctions left and right and left and right and realize they could be hit any time the idea pops into Donald Trump or Netanyahu's head. So they may choose to unite for the protection of their own coastal areas here. Now, France has now postponed all non-essential travel by diplomats and officials to Iran. So things are heating up. And it may be connected with this other story where Iran has arrested tens of spies working in government agencies. And apparently it's a roll-up. And so they're basically catching all these assets. So it's not going to help calm things down here a little bit. And, of course, from the U.S. point of view, they want to go into Iran. They've made that very, very obvious. But they've got to make it look like it's Iran's fault, that Iran struck first. Now, the other day we were telling you on how Iran had gone to the International Court of Justice in The Hague, which is the highest court on earth. It's a court of nations. It's part of the United Nations. And they had asked the court to lift these sanctions by the U.S., saying that it violates a 1955 treaty. And again, nobody's surprised when the United States violates a treaty. But Trump breached the treaty when he reimposed the sanctions after unilaterally withdrawing from a multilateral nuclear deal. Now, U.S. State Department lawyer Jennifer Newstead is telling the International Court of Justice that it lacks prima facie jurisdiction to hear Iran's claim. In other words, the U.S. is saying the International Court of Justice and the United Nations have no jurisdiction. And she went on to say the U.S. has the right to protect its national security and other interests. Now, there's a cute little phrase. National security? Yeah. Every nation has a right to protect its national security. It's what's hidden inside that other phrase, the other interests, that should be made a little more transparent before we decide whether or not the U.S. has a right. For example, if the U.S. wants to capture Iran's oil, do they have a right to do so? No, not really. They can do it, but they don't have a right to do it. Now, over in Libya, in a harsh reminder that nature abhors a vacuum, apparently Libya is erupting into violence as rival factions battle each other on the streets of Tripoli, basically trying to fill that void left when Muammar Gaddafi was taken out. And it's another good example. When Gaddafi was there, Libya was beautiful, a very high literacy rate, the gold dinar, massive waterworks, the greening up of the country. And then we take down the leader and let the country descend into anarchy. And it's another nation destroyed. I would sure love to live in a world where we don't have to learn our geography on the basis of who bombed who last night. That's what I would like. Now, here's an article came out of Zero Hedge. And basically, it's talking about when Fox News host Tucker Carlson asked Donald Trump last month why he should send his son to die defending Montenegro, who's NATO's newest member. And the president came on back and said that, well, we shouldn't be willing to sacrifice their lives for such a trivial ally. But there's a problem. NATO is this organization, this treaty, and unfortunately, in their haste to gobble up a lot of the Balkans, NATO now has, as members, countries that are very unstable and could trigger a war themselves and drag all of NATO into it and the rest of the world with it as well. So, Montenegro, they're aggressive. Macedonia could get us into a war. It's amazing how all of these movers and shakers, the people who are running the world, don't really think long term. It's always this immediate objective. We want more nations in NATO. We want to encroach on Russia. And then all of a sudden you find that those new nations may be a liability. We're going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has come on out openly saying that if Yemen does not surrender, they're going to intentionally target women and children. Needless to say, this provoked an international outcry. But apparently, bin Salman thinks this is the best way to get those people of Yemen to quit complaining about having their own government and accept the government that the United States wants them to have. Meanwhile, as we mentioned before, Russia is sending their largest naval fleet ever to Syrian waters. And it's now up to, looks like, 16 ships, plus the attendant auxiliaries and so forth and so on. Those are some big ships. Now, speaking of big ships, we reported the other day the United States is reactivating the second fleet. And the second fleet was basically during World War II and the Cold War, was to guard the Atlantic sea lanes of communication to make sure that those shipping lanes stayed open for the passage of cargo and in wartime weapons. And they're reactivating it. Now, it's probably going to cost a lot of money. The hulls of those ships may still be in storage somewhere. I know we have mothball ships down here in Pearl Harbor over in the West Lock. A lot of mothball ships in most of the naval ports, but they're still going to have to be brought back online. The justification for spending all this money and reactivating the Second Fleet is because of Russia is growing strong in the Arctic. Ooh, those Russians, they're going after Santa Claus. We've got to protect him here, so we need more weapons and more ships. And so they're screaming about the Pentagon's lagging military capacity in the Atlantic and the Arctic. Well, what's really going on here, of course, is there's going to be a new battleground in the Arctic because there are vast deposits of oil and gas down there. It's very deep. It's down on the abyssal plains. There's going to have to be some new technologies built to extract it, stuff that makes the deep water horizon look like a soda straw. Oh, right, those are banned now. U.S. officials are saying they aren't looking for a fight, but merely building a deterrent to ward off resurgent foreign powers and Russian aggression. And apparently, at the time the USSR collapsed, the Second Fleet numbered over 100 vessels. So again, more Cold War, marine rivalry. And we can see who the aggressor is in all of this. All right, the United States Army came on out accusing Russia today of ridiculous misinformation for reporting a Russian government suggestion that Islamic State is operating inside a U.S.-controlled zone in Syria. How dare you? That it's ridiculous. It's nonsense. Unfortunately for this Army colonel, the United Nations and NBC also reported the same story. Well, if it's on NBC, it's true, but if Russia Today is reporting it, it has to be a lie. Down in South Africa, things are getting very, very dicey. We could see an actual civil war, certainly a lot of interracial conflict. And interestingly enough, the African National Congress has temporarily withdrawn that confiscation plan because as of right now, it is unconstitutional. So they're having to withdraw it. Then they're going to change the constitution to make it legal. And here's what's really weird. British Prime Minister Theresa May said that Britain will back South Africa's land reform program if it is implemented in accordance with the law, despite the fact that a lot of those white farmers who are going to lose those farms are descendants of British settlers. So she's turning her back on her own people. Now, South Africa is saying that the Zulu lands are exempt. So, but it's going to lead to violence. And even if they succeed in pulling this off, look what happened to Zimbabwe. They wrecked the place. They just wrecked the place. Okay, now Mattis is out there saying that the United States is not planning to suspend any more drills with South Korea unless ordered to by Trump. Now, several drills were suspended as an act of goodwill toward Pyongyang, but there are no more plans by Mattis to cancel any more. That leaves open a wild card. What if South Africa says, we don't want to have the drills anymore? That could happen. That could happen. I think Moon Jae-in is still thinking he wants to reunify the Koreas and he wants the U.S. military out of the peninsula. Meanwhile, up in North Korea, they're accusing the United States of hatching a criminal plot to unleash a war. Well, yeah, that's what they do over there in Washington, D.C. Okay. Now, do you remember a project called Canary Mission? Now, Canary Mission was an operation. It was an anonymous website that aims to tarnish the reputations of any U.S. supporters of Palestinian rights. If you come on out and you say Palestine has a legitimate right of return, or the Palestinians shouldn't be starved, or the Palestinians shouldn't have their land stolen, then your name gets put on this website and they dig up all the dirt that they can on you to try and smear you and wreck your career. Now, in Al Jazeera's censored investigative film, The Lobby USA, remember, it's not going to be shown, but bits of it are leaking out. And the Electronic Intifada is releasing segments it has obtained. And one of them names Adam Milstein as the Canary Mission funder. So he is the guy who's out there with this well-funded smear campaign. All right, let's get to the domestic politics, because this is an important story. This came out of Sputnik News. Pardon me. A Ukrainian political consultant has revealed that former MI6 agent Christopher Steele sought and paid for researchers in Ukraine to concoct fake stories about Donald Trump prior to his election as U.S. president to use in the now infamous dossier. In other words, according to this Ukrainian, the stuff in the dossier was just made up. Now, this former diplomat, Andrei Telezenko, is connected to a Democratic National Committee operative named Alexandra Chalupa, who also worked for clients in Ukrainian politics. So they're basically saying this was all a hoax from the beginning. The stuff about the prostitutes and all the rest, they just made it up. They just made it up. So, now, Representative Mark Meadows has revealed yesterday morning, congressional investigators have learned new information suggesting that the FBI and the Department of Justice leaked information to the press about what was going on in their investigations. Then, when these anonymous leaks were published as press stories, then Mueller used those press stories as, quote, confirmation, a second source, to get the FISA court to issue the warrants on Trump advisor Carter Page. Now, Bruce Orr is being grilled right now in a closed-door session. And, of course, we had a hint that at least one of the stories being held up as corroboration for the Russian dossier was sourced back to Steele himself. So they were just fabricating this stuff. Just one fabrication after the other, after the other, after the other. They're all liars over there in Washington, D.C. If they ever caught themselves telling the truth, they'd have to tell a lie real quick just to stay in practice. I think some of those people lie so much, if they ever told the truth by accident, they would explode. Now, CNN has been caught in yet another fake news scandal, and this has to do with Michael Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, who admitted that he was the anonymous source for this CNN report that claimed Cohen was willing to tell special counsel Mueller that President Donald Trump knew in advance about the Trump Tower meeting in which Russians were expected to offer his campaign dirt on Hillary Clinton. Now, Cohen's lawyer told CNN's Anderson Cooper last week that Cohen does not have any information that Trump knew about the meeting in advance, saying, "I think the reporting of the story got mixed up in the course of a criminal investigation. We were not the source of the story." However, Davis had told BuzzFeed News he was the source for CNN's July 26th report, which directly contradicts what he told Cooper. So he's been caught in a lie again. Now, Davis insists it wasn't a lie. He's saying he unintentionally misspoke and he made a mistake. How dare you say I lied? I'm a lawyer after all. By the way, somebody pointed out something very interesting. This FBI raid of Michael Cohen's office was supposedly over this hush money payment made to Stormy Daniels and this Playmate Centerfold. But over an investment watch blog, they're pointing on out when Bill Clinton's lawyer paid $850,000 to silence Paula Jones, the FBI never raided his office. Kind of interesting. And I want to repeat this story from yesterday because it shows you just how fraudulent all of this is. Former FBI Director James Comey lied about searching Clinton's emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And in fact, they only searched less than 0.5% of the electronic mail was searched for classified information. This whole thing's just entirely crooked here. Now, there's a new wrinkle on Hillary's private email server. Apparently, and this is according to Daily Caller, a Chinese-owned company operating in the Washington, D.C. area was one of the 10 outsiders that broke into Hillary Clinton's private server throughout her term as Secretary of State. And according to sources over at the Daily Caller, they obtained nearly all of her emails. Now, they didn't hack in and steal them all at once, the way Russia is accused of doing. Apparently, they hacked into the server and they embedded code in the server, which basically generated a copy. Every time she sent a mail or received a mail, copies were made and forwarded them to the Chinese company in real time. So now this Chinese company's got the goods on Hillary Clinton. They can blackmail her. Obviously an intelligence operation. Remember when Guccifer was testifying about being inside Hillary Clinton's email server, he said, first of all, it was very easy to get on in. And second of all, while he was there, he saw at least 10 other IPs just prowling around looking at files. Now, when I was a kid, which was a long time ago, the Republicans had the reputation for being the warmongers. They wanted to go to war. They wanted to go to war. And the Democrats were always, no, let's work on peace and, take care of our country, take care of our people. And this article that's over on the original antiwar.com is saying, these days, mainstream liberals are just as hawkish as Republicans. In fact, more so. Rachel Maddow and her fellow progressives at MSNBC and CNN are coming across like hysterical neocons. It's all Russia all the time. Russia, 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 Russia. And they're still trying to push on this deal that the president colluded with Russia during the 2016 election, even though there is no proof of it. And Mueller has found nothing in 18 months, actually going on 20 months of looking at this stuff. The corporate media is still the same. Trump is a stooge of Putin, and the U.S. must brace itself for an impending, inevitable conflict with the Russians. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, polls are showing they're not getting a lot of traction with all of this nonsense. The American people are now very skeptical. They are not as naive as they were back in the 50s and 60s. And more than that, they're just tired of war. And I think many of them who have studied the situation seriously are concerned that ultimately we could lose this one. We could lose this one even if we win it. We could have a Pyrrhic victory. Both sides get destroyed. One leader gets to stand up and wave his flag and say, I did it, I did it. There's nothing but ash all around. We've had another incident of hat snatching over at Union Mine High School. There was this student who got very upset over classmates' Trump MAGA hat and just snatched it off the student's head. 17-year-old senior Joanna Butler tried to defend her action by saying she was making a political statement. Violence is not a political statement. And apparently she also slapped her teacher when the teacher tried to intervene. All of this got caught on a cell phone, and now she's facing battery charges, which I think is a good thing. because this encouragement of violence against conservatives has got to stop. Now, do you remember back when Trump was campaigning and there were all these celebrities who said they were going to move to Canada if Trump was elected? And up in Canada, they were saying, oh, we're printing up all these extra visas and residence permits and all the rest of it. We had people like Bryan Cranston and Samuel L. Jackson, Lena Dunham, Nev Campbell, Cher, Miley Cyrus, Barbara Streisand, Neo, Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, Whoopi Goldberg. Not one of them ever actually moved. They're all still here in the United States of America. Golly gee, golly gee, golly gee. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you got B-2 bombers en route to Honolulu from Whitman.
know if you heard about that yet.
No, I didn't.
Yep.
Let me look out the window, make sure they're not coming for me.
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
they're not there yet.
Oh, okay. Good.
Mike, you know what's crazy about the North Korea thing? We never had a peace deal. You know what I mean? Like, I live here and I don't trust my government, so if I don't trust my government, these people shouldn't. You know, like North Korea or Russia. I mean, come on now. You know, I mean, we've all been around a while, so we know the routine. So, I mean, North Korea, if they're smart, and I think they are, they know this was all a ruse, you know, because look at, they just decided to say, well, we're not going to deal with them anymore. North Korea could have got like 90% given, and the U.S. would give like nothing or 1%. You know what I mean?
That's like, unfortunately, that's unfortunately become the pattern of the United States. And when Kim Jong-un was having his meeting with Trump, and basically Kim Jong-un played Donald Trump, because all of a sudden Kim Jong-un was elevated to the status of a world leader, you know, equal to Trump, and at least in the eyes of the other Asian countries. But Kim Jong-un has to see how the U.S. has repeatedly done the same thing. You go to a country and you say, if you will get rid of your weapons of deterrence, we promise we will not invade. And then they invade. They did it to Iraq. They've done it to Syria. They did it to, all over the place.
And Mike, with Turkey, I keep telling people and you to go on to the Duran on YouTube. Basically, you know, Putin met with not only the defense minister of Turkey and the foreign minister. He met with the intelligence, the head of the intelligence agency over there. So that's unheard of, because what they say, you know, you usually, if you're Putin, meet with the president, or our foreign minister meets with theirs, like Bolton did, or vice versa. But they actually were in a meeting with the Turkish intelligence, you know, in charge of it. So there's something going on for Putin to meet with all of these, including the defense minister of Russia. So,
well, remember Putin's background. Remember Putin's background. He's an intelligence officer himself. He used to run the KGB. So he probably wants to talk to people who speak his language in terms of evaluating what's really going on. The meetings with the prime minister and everything, I'm sure there's a lot of negotiating and deal-making going on. But to get to the real nuts and bolts, and for any of these high-level meetings, there's always a lot of back-channel stuff going on. They'll have the formal meetings. But the real deal-making is done out of sight of the public.
Because, Mike, isn't the Idlib, isn't that in the northwest of Syria?
Yes.
So is Turkey in that area? That's what I want to know.
Are you talking Idlib or Afrin?
Idlib.
Idlib. Okay, well, stay on the line. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.